Good evening. Boy, I don't need... Hello. I don't need to speak very loudly. I'll stand back a little bit. How is that better? Okay. Welcome. And now we're going to greet Kathy Coons, a member of Gates Church. She's going to welcome us.
Welcome to Gates Press. I'm sure many of you, probably most of you, have already been here, kind of know the lay of the land. The big news is that it is also now the home of the presbytery. So if you have not seen the presbytery offices and would like the nickel tour, I'm sure Susan and Amy would be more than willing to show you. I assume you cleaned your offices today, right? So they are down that hallway, out that door, my left, your right, I guess. Otherwise, the restrooms are out that door, including a handicap restroom is out that way. We have a busy night here tonight. We have our preschoolers having their parents' information night. We have some recovery groups meeting, so you're going to see a lot of people buzzing around, but that's good. That's energy. We have a new Wi-Fi number. I don't know if you need it. I have to look it up here. It's Gates Summer, uppercase G, uppercase S, 2019. Gates Summer, one word, 2019. If you feel you need to use that, there you go. That's our guest pass. As you also saw, there's some light refreshments in the hallway. Feel free to help yourself. And we do welcome you, and I hope it's a good meeting.
Thank you, Kathy. This is our first special called meeting under our new gathering model. I'd say it's been successful. People are here. It's great to see so many of you here with us tonight. So let's begin with a prayer. We'll call the meeting to order. Holy God, we give you thanks for those of us who are gathered here tonight. And we pray that you will be with us and help us to feel your presence. Be with us now as we meet and we have this special meeting and we remember loss and gain and celebrate Laura. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd say we have a quorum, Madam Clerk. Is there a motion to approve the docket? We have a first and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. The docket is approved. Is there anyone who would need to speak this evening? I believe we have Alan Norby and Greg Chorman here. And they will be granted privilege of the floor. Okay. And now, Ann Wasdorf from Committee on Ministry.
We have the pleasure this evening of hearing from representatives of the Parenton Church. If they would come forward, please.
Good evening. I am Elder Craig Corman. I am the Clerk of Session of Parenton Presbyterian Church. I'm here to attest that a special meeting of the congregation of Parenton Presbyterian Church was held on Sunday, July 28, 2019, moderated by the Reverend Dr. Janice Fitzgerald. The congregation voted unanimously to call the Reverend Laura Fry to be our next installed pastor, beginning on September 16, 2019, and approve the terms of call presented in the docket for this meeting.
Good evening. I think the last time I stood before this body was, we were doing this for Danny Peters about 5 years ago. I'm Alan Norby, I'm chair of the PNC, and I'm here to tell you why we called Laura. I must also say it's a real exciting time for our church. Everyone's excited about this and looking forward to September 16th. We received 138 PIFs. Reviewed about half of them because the other half either weren't looking anymore or weren't interested. We interviewed several people, and in a very short time, one person rose to the top of the list. She's here with us today. We were initially intrigued by Laura's passion for mission, her caring and compassionate demeanor, and her manner of listening carefully to our questions before answering. In subsequent interviews with Laura, we found her to be approachable, thoughtful, family-oriented, and with a collaborative style of leadership. Her sermons were biblically based, interesting, and relevant to today's challenges. And importantly, they were in that 12 to 15 minute time frame. You laugh, but that's important. A direct quote from Laura's website sums up her passion for mission. As the daughter and granddaughter of mission co-workers, and as an alumna of the Presbyterian Youth Adult Volunteer Program, mission is a key part of my congregational leadership. As a pastor, I have been part of a multi-year program focused on strengthening congregational mission, and in the words of Emil Brunner, I believe the church exists by mission, just as a fire exists by burning. As part of our due diligence, we reached out to references, and I think most of them are sitting here today. Every one of them had the utmost respect for Laura. They made wonderful comments about her. I'm going to summarize a few of them for you. She is authentic and engaged, and people tend to thoughtfully listen to her. She should perform well as a leader in a larger church with her collaborative style. I spent a year in her congregation conducting mission workshops and watching her lead her congregation into a more significant community outreach. She has an amazing amount of passion for the things she believes in. Our two churches have joint confirmation classes, and Laura and I teach them. She has been very good at building interpersonal relationships with the youth. And here's my favorite one. You may all know what we're talking about. Laura will take a stand very calmly and speak very clearly. She is empathetic and listens to all sides, but will take her stand. At a presbytery meeting, many people were actually screaming at each other as they were split on a certain subject. Laura let everyone yell at each other and then calmly, rationally, and clearly gave her opinion. And one last one. She will build deep relationships with the congregation. She will connect in a personal way with the congregation. She will care and attend to the congregation and their faith. She is very thoughtful and directive. She will not be a knee-jerk decision maker. She is self-confident without being authoritative. Delegates very well. What glowing comments. I mean, you expect good comments from people that are, you know, listed as recommendations, but these, I've done this before in private business, and these were outstanding. I mean, you could tell there was a lot of love and respect there. And finally, what about the PNC? What did we come away with? Here's some of the comments we made at the congregational meeting back in July 28th. Laura is spiritually strong and intent on listening and understanding when you speak to her. She has a way about her that makes you feel safe to confide in her and trust her guidance. Laura has shown great investment already in our church's youth, asking how she can get involved and making the younger ones just as important to the church community as the adults. Laura has a passion for God, faith, and family, and I believe she will grow our church in all these aspects. I think she has the perfect demeanor for our church, respectful, caring, and a true leader. Laura is approachable, loving, caring, kind, compassionate, and listens with intent and processes before speaking. She is very established in her faith, beliefs, and scripture. Laura isn't afraid to ask the hard questions, but in a respectful way. She is compassionate with a gentle inner strength that comes from a deep-rooted faith. You got a lot to live up to, Laura. In closing, I'd just like to offer my own personal comments. When I get a PIF, I looked at three things first, and they are, one, experience and the length of service at the church, links for sermons and other information. And third, what is said in the described ministry setting where you believe God is calling you to. Laura hit it out of the park on all three of those. She's been 11 years at Covington. Her excellent sermons, as I said, in the 12 to 15 minute range, and a ministry calling that matched what our church was looking for. After interviewing and talking with Laura, I personally found her to be very likable, connecting well with people, family-oriented, spiritually strong, and a good listener. While we were evaluating her, she was also very thorough in evaluating Parrington, and I found her questions to be very insightful, and a couple of them fairly difficult to answer. In conclusion, I believe Laura will be a great fit for our church, and I'm pleased our congregation unanimously called her to be our pastor. I expect nothing less from this presbytery. Thank you.
Laura, do you want to come up? You are a member of this presbytery, and we are not going to question you, but I'm assuming everyone knows you, but I shouldn't assume anything, and so we'll have the embodied Laura up here. Thank you. This also happens to be her birthday. Happy birthday. So now, having asked you to come all the way up, I'm going to ask you to go out for a moment while we take action on this. And I thank the representatives from the church for an excellent report. The COM has voted to recommend to the presbytery the motion that is printed, and I believe everybody has access to the docket. So that is on the floor.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? The motion carries. You're looking good. Laura, will you please come back up? Thank you.
Let's have a prayer.
All right.
Loving God, we give you thanks for Laura and for her ministry and for the way she has touched so many lives. We pray for the people at Covington also, that they will be able to move forward and
I guess we're ready to adjourn. All right. And now, do we have a second for adjournment?
Second.
All in favor, please stand up. Moderator-elect Colin Pritchard is going to lead us in a closing prayer.
Take a minute to pray. God, we thank you for the ways in which you have laid claim on all of us to be ministers in your word, to be proclaimers of the good news, to be hearts and hands of compassion in a broken world. And we ask that as we go forth from this place, we might be nothing less than fully in your service. And bless the transitions and the adventures, congregations transitioning away and those welcoming in. And we trust that we can be your disciples as we exit this place. Carry us safely home, that we might arrive there in your service, or wake us up in the morning, that we might delight in your presence, and then compel us into ministry, that we might bring good news to a world that needs the light. This we pray through Jesus, who is our resurrected Christ. Amen.
Amen.